Friday night. Second down and 11. Catch is made by Cecil Shorts, and he breaks three.
Number one, I'm excited to be here. And right off the bat, from like day one of like our first meeting, April 20th, you see the passion that, you know, Coach O'Brien has about us as a group getting better and winning. I mean, in this first season, we went 9-7. You would think, you know what I mean? Pretty excited about that, but he just wants us to get extremely better. He sees the potential in the team, and as a team, we're working extremely hard, and it's good to see, as outside looking in, it's good to see how hard guys are working, and it's exciting.
So what was it this offseason about Houston that was intriguing to you?
The stability was the main thing. I love that the GM has been here multiple years. Success that O'Brien has had in his first year as a head coach, in his background, being in New England, being successful at Penn State, and then just the guys that were on the team and how they're building the team, really caught my eye. And me being able to fit in this offensive system and really help out the offense and stuff like that.
Why do you think your skills personally fit in this system?
You know, I think I'm, like we're talking about earlier, versatile. Inside and outside. They do a good job here of finding the mismatches in the offense for every receiver, for every tight end, running back, or whatnot. I feel like I'll be easy to find a mismatch in a safety or a linebacker fit in the slot or something like that. And I'll be a good compliment to, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, Arian Foster, Nate Washington, the other guys that we brought in to help us offense.
You didn't, going back to high school, going back to when you first started playing football, you didn't start as a receiver, you were a quarterback.
No, I got to show my arm off a little bit. Yeah, I was a quarterback my whole life, actually, up until my second year of college. And that's when I started the transition to playing receiver.
Why?
It wasn't my choice. My coach, Jason Candle, still talk to him today, actually. He asked me to switch over positions. Because we had like an All-American quarterback, he was like a sophomore. And I was going into my redshirt freshman year. Are you interested in switching positions? You want to push on the field? What are you doing? Ask that you for speed. And at first, you know, I was reluctant. I'm like, I'm not going to say yes. And I guess I'm never working out for me.
Do you think having been a quarterback helps you be a better receiver?
It does. It does. You understand where the quarterback wants you. It's easy to communicate with the quarterback, understand the terminology, what they're thinking, what thought process, understand, like, you know, if I'm a receiver, it might be like third in the progression, so I have time to run my route, to get open, to sell whatever I have to sell. If I have to sell a go route and come up under on the under, you know, understand, you know, I have time to do that because I'm the third progression, whereas the quarterback, I understand, I'm going to look here, he can look here, then come back to me. So I just, you know, kind of on the same page with the guys. So it has its benefits.
All right, so that's twice now, and it's like your face kind of lights up.
I'm
so
sorry.
Do you miss it?
I do. That's my first love was a quarterback. The ball is always in your hands, and you know it's like you get all the praise, and you get all the criticism, and I just love, I guess that just being in that position.
So in an emergency situation, could you step in and?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Emergency, you understand? I respect all the quarterbacks now. I like to joke around and say I have the fourth best arm on the team. So it's your three quarterbacks. You got, in whatever order, you know, you got Tom, you got Brian, and you got Ryan. And then I think I have the fourth best arm.